Well, recently, Representative Tim Walberg made headlines by introducing legislation aimed at blocking President Biden's Department of Labor's new overtime rule. Now, this move has sparked considerable debate surrounding its potential impact on American workers and businesses alike. And Representative Walberg expressed concerns about the implications of the rule, particularly for small businesses and nonprofits and colleges. Joining us now on the JR Morning Live line, we welcome in Representative Tim Walberg, U.S. Congressman in Michigan's 5th District. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Talk about why you believe that this Biden administration expansion of overtime rule will have negative consequences for small businesses and workers.
Yeah, I appreciate your asking that. We certainly don't want people to not be paid what they need to be paid and what they should be paid. We talk about overtime. That's been a long-standing positive that employees who are on the time clock, asked to do additional work, are given overtime pay. In this case, though, we're going after a group of individuals who have desire to be on salary, see that as an opportunity to advance their careers, to get a resume builder, and to ultimately get to places of leadership within small businesses, especially and other entities that they wouldn't have if they were just wage and hour employees on the hourly time clock. And we're talking here of going away from a 2019 agreed and negotiated situation that was widely and in a bipartisan way widely agreed to give people these opportunities. We're talking primarily here of smaller businesses, colleges and universities, where the pay is not as important as for these people as getting an opportunity in management and the experience that goes with that. And then you think of the small businesses who are going to be required ultimately to put people back on the time clock, put them back on an hourly wage situation, because they just can't incur at the level of pay that they're given top management. I mean, you're thinking of everything from a fast food shop where a person has moved from counter work and now is a assistant manager or manager of the location, and now they're going to be required to be paid overtime. So a lot of decisions will be made to change this process, and ultimately I think it'll cost jobs as well.
Mm-hmm. Congressman, we're talking about people who are salaried, correct? And there's this cap. The cap is what would increase and what you think would be harmful, not helpful.
Yeah, and it's not a small increase. It's a 65% increase from where it's at right now, which is $35,500 and some dollars per year, all the way up now to almost $59,000. So your middle managers and even managers in certain places would automatically come into a situation that they're hourly employees again. That's not what they want. That's not what they're asking for. This is a decision by the Biden administration and Department of Labor specifically dealing with the Fair Labor Standards Act, which we want, but nonetheless, this is awful, awful big increase at a time when small businesses are really hurting for employees, including managers, and that's an incentive when a person says, you know, okay, you're going to give me a management position and I'm salaried, correct? That's the answer they're looking for. This would move away that opportunity. I think it really frustrates small business at a time. They need more support and more latitude than what this will afford.
You know, the law of unintended consequences, Congressman, is a devilish thing. And I think Washington, sadly, is pretty bad at anticipating the unintended consequences here. If this was a piece of legislation, the CBO would score this bill, but it's a regulation. That doesn't mean that through rulemaking, though, there isn't a study as to what could be the unintended consequences of it. Have we had that study yet? Do we know how many salaried people are going to get pushed into hourly jobs now because people can't afford, you know, if the federal government is going to make me treat you like an hourly employee, I'll just make you an hourly employee.
And that's exactly what the Small Business Administration found out when they their Office of Advocacy said that the rule would have a disastrous effect on small businesses, and noted that the Department of Labor's analysis greatly underestimated the rule's impact on small business. And again, it's a push by Department of Labor that we believe just falls in the hands of propping up and encouraging more unionization at all levels, small businesses as well. And that's really not the place the Department of Labor should be. And again, this is not something that these salaried workers are asking for. They appreciate the fact of the benefits they get at being a salaried employee, which aren't accounted in the Department of Labor's comments. And that could have a serious impact. And all we're saying is, listen, pay people what they're worth. Make sure they understand what they're doing and that they have opportunities for expansion and success. That includes management level. If you take that away from them, there's a tremendous disincentive for future employees. So,
and as we're having this discussion, Congressman Wahlberg, Fox News is reporting that California fast food restaurants have fired 10,000 workers because of the minimum wage increase that was forced upon them. These things have real-world consequences to real people that you're supposedly trying to help.
Yeah, and the perception is that by pushing back against this, you want to keep people from being paid for their services. No, we're not doing that at all. We're saying there has to be a latitude. Now, if they were jumping up 10% or something, that'd be one thing. But this 65% increase overnight, and then automatic 3% increases every 3 years, whether justified or not, and without the normal comment period that can be given for any type of rule change. So this is a real takeover of the private sector by the Department of Labor. And for what reason, you can only guess, but it will have a significant negative impact upon people's opportunities, expansion of their abilities, their resume building, and future opportunities that could come because of experience they gain as in management, middle management, salaried employee.
Representative Tim Wahlberg, U.S. Congressman in Michigan's 5th District, we appreciate your time this morning on this important subject.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And coming up, Ethan Crumbly attempting to withdraw his guilty plea. If it's successful, do we have to go through another trial and put these witnesses through another trial? We'll talk more about that with Todd Flood coming up at 7:35.